Is Batfleck sticking around? Shazam is wrapped. Zack Snyder can't stop on Vero. So much TV news, and we say goodbye to Lois Lane right now.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC movie news.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes, created from the cosmic legends of the universe.
And we're never letting go, everybody! Welcome to the DC Movie News Show on the Popcorn Talk Network. We have a full squad in the studio today. Very, very excited. A first-timer on the show, I believe.
Second-timer.
Yes.
Second you timer, were gone the first time.
Which is very common.
Was I gone the first time, too?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's get into it. We're at DC Movies SK on Twitter, facebook.com/DC Movies SK. We're almost at 8,000 followers on Twitter, so if you have some friends, tell them to get us. So Mike Kalinowski not here this week. He's out fighting crime. Follow him, though, at Mike Kalinowski, as you all do. Johnny LaQuasto here with you at Jay Kawasto. The man over there, he is the host of FX Movie Download on FX, as well as, could we say it?
Yes.
Okay.
I am a contestant on Food Network star Comeback Kitchen, premiering 10 days from today, May 27th. Follow my comeback.
That's
right. Are you the comeback king?
I will be. Right now, I'm just a comeback.
Everybody. And the sausage king of not Chicago. He's Adam Gertler.
Hello. Yes. Wonderful to be here. Thank you so very much.
What's not Chicago?
Oh, well, just because it's Abe Froman, the sausage king of Chicago.
It's a Ferris Bueller reference.
But I'll tell you this.
I understand.
My teeth are really freaking white. I had them whitened yesterday because my girlfriend's sister is a dentist, and she gave me a whitening treatment for my birthday. Look at these, Chow Hearts.
Wait, you got it professionally done, like a one-time shot? Really?
Zinging. Wow. Zinging.
Are they sensitive when you have cold or hot liquids?
It's not even that. It's like, because you strip your teeth, it's like you'll just get these real sharp zingings. It's not necessarily cold or hot that causes it, but much better today.
Sounds like a real nightmare.
Yeah.
I mean, vanity has its price. Beauty is expensive.
You look so handsome.
I'm into it.
Your teeth look amazing.
That's something I might not do for myself, but I think about it.
As if the weekly lipo weren't enough, this is just something else I have to do to compete.
I get it, man.
Well, speaking of beauty, the man next to Adam Gertler, he's making his second appearance on the show. How's that segue? It's perfect, right?
Yeah, really good.
You're nailing it.
So good.
Thanks a lot. He is from the very popular show Only Stupid Answers, and also he made his own comic book. Go to chaostheorycomic.com. Check it out. Buy it. Support it. He is DJ Woldridge. What's up, man?
Hello. I've got a comic. That's what's up.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
that
pretty much
so
consuming my entire life right now.
And it's got dinosaurs and aliens and all of the things.
Sweet Justice League, though. We both are.
Yeah,
doing all right. We should we should bump chests.
I'm blue.
Dinosaurs and aliens sounds a little bit like Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that's, I feel like, your favorite DC show right now.
Black Lightning, probably.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But other than that, Legends.
Cool. We don't do closing credits, but today we should just, and you guys just keep bumping chests during the closing credits.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm totally. No.
The two of you guys?
Just the two of us.
Yeah.
I'm not going to participate in that.
And the crown jewel of the show sitting next to me. You see her all the time on Screen Junkies every single night on the Tomorrow Show. And you know her. You love her. She is Roxy Stryer. What up, yo?
Maybe they don't love me.
We don't know.
They could love me. They could not.
Definitely all of them don't love you, but definitely some of them do.
Most do. Yeah.
I mean, because all of everything.
I want to get them whitened. I guess
you want constant pain?
It's only for a day or two.
How pricey is it, though? I'll talk about it.
I don't think you ask that when somebody asks you a gift. Like, if you give it a gift, you're like, how much do you love me?
Because no one's buying me it.
What is the value of this in case I want to trade it in?
Man, no, that smile, it's perfect for it's a shame you filmed that show already.
TJ is like our Mr. Manhattan's, this guy Patterson. What? And that he's just
I don't know what that means.
Molecules in the universe?
I very much am wearing pants right now.
Well, if we do recall, Sky Patterson is a fan of every man on the show. So it's totally understandable that he loves DJ.
Great.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing.
That's not that Sky isn't a fan of me. He just may or may not swing my way.
Oh, Sky Patterson.
And he doesn't.
Sky Patterson, not a fan of Roxy, fan of everyone else, though. Not sexually related. Cool. Clears it up.
And there it is. So, top story. Margot Kidder passed away, 69 years old. She was obviously Lois Lane and Superman the movie, and then all the subsequent sequels, and had a very long-standing career. And, yeah, we just
I feel like this didn't make news as large as I felt like it would. Like, I feel like somebody should shout this somewhere and let everybody know. It's so sad, and that's what happens, but
I think
she should be remembered.
I think it just happened, and I think, you know, she hadn't been very popular much in the public eye in the past few years, but this being the year of Superman's 80th anniversary, I think this will now be a part of that, and I think you'll see some of it. It is no understatement at all, or overstatement, to say that she was my Lois Lane. I mean, that was the first I knew of the character.
Right. Yeah.
Literally, the first movie I can remember seeing is Superman 2 in New York City, and I thought that was Lois Lane, so it actually took adjusting to see, you know, the other TV show and in the comics, because she really played it with, like, a brassiness that was not present in the character before, or not in that way. Like, she's smoking, she's, like, wisecracking, like, she's like a lot of the heart and humor of those original movies.
You mentioned the wisecracking. She was also a mental health advocate, and here's a great quote from her from just 2 years ago. She says, "I'm an old broad now, so I look back at this with much more amusement than I used to. I don't have a career I need to worry about protecting. My life has nothing to do with movies anymore. I live in a little town in Montana and basically do political activism." So she wanted to keep making a difference until she left, and she certainly did that.
Such an iconic character to play that I feel like she was like, okay, check that off my list, and now I just want to do good for the world. Which,
much like Carrie Fisher was for mental health.
Yes, but although Carrie Fisher continued to work and script doctor and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely. Both people that should be remembered. I think of the same thing, Adam, when I think Lois Lane in my head, this is the face that pops up.
Yeah.
It's what I know.
But she really had that thing of doing everything to get a story, right? Like, the opening of Superman 2 is so iconic, right? When she's, like, climbing up the Eiffel Tower where there's a terrorist hostage situation. You know, she doesn't know Superman's, like, she's always doing that thing, trying to find out about his real identity, making, like, those bold claims. Like, I love her. I love the performance in the first two films. I don't really count... I guess she wasn't in 3, right? She wasn't in Superman 3. She was in Superman 4, but that was a piece of dog tittle.
Which was not her fault.
Yeah.
Not her fault at all, but an awful film.
Yeah.
Tittle's a great word.
Yes.
I can't think of the...
trying to be polite.
The villain in 4. Nuclear Man. Thank you. Nuclear Man.
Classic. Iconic. I can't believe you can remember.
I mean, at the time, I loved it because I'm like, oh, he's finally fighting like another superpowered cape person.
Yeah.
You know?
Well.
Yeah. As opposed to a computer or himself in 3.
Yeah.
Which I still say the fight in 3 with himself
is amazing.
Oh, my God.
While we're talking about that, in 3, I saw it when I was really young. I freaked out and cried when when the woman got turned into, like, she fell back against the wall.
Yeah, she turns into the robot.
Oh, my God.
Her ugly sister, Robert Vaughn's
you
ugly
cried?
Sister.
I mean,
remember
you cried?
Vividly being so freaked out
it
and
was
shaken
scary.
By that. I hid behind my dad's chair and just
lost
it.
Oh, you cried of fear.
Yeah. And I don't know, I remember that very vividly for some reason.
No.
Anyways.
Just said, what about from the Adventures of Superman TV show? There were a couple of women that played, and one of them just passed away recently, I think.
Oh, wow.
I forget the name. But yeah, I didn't discover that till after, and I watched all those shows, but I didn't discover the Adventures of Superman, the black and white show, which became color, with Reeves, until way after I had seen Superman 2 and Superman 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of... great remembrances in the chat. Thank you guys so much for joining us live on YouTube. By the way, if you aren't there, we go live Thursdays, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you want to join us on Popcorn Talk.
Fairly young. She was fairly young, too.
69,
a lot of this generation's going at a fairly young age. What do you think they were up to?
A lot of things.
Not her specifically, but LSD.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
Because
they're kind of capping out at a young age.
I think our generation is going to live to be like 137
Thank you.
Age.
No,
and it's also going to be bad. But rest in peace, Margot Kidder. Moving on. So here it is. Now it's apparent that Ben Affleck might not want to be leaving. I don't know what you guys know about this, but they're... So Daniel RPK is a Twitter user who's proven to have reliability as far as a source, saying that he hears that Affleck now wants to stick around. I know a lot of our listeners and viewers are going to be like, why is this all bullshit rumors? Look, we're just throwing it out there. It's not a big deal.
Look, this is our job.
This is what
you tune in for, all right?
Yeah. And we didn't think it was as catchy to call the show DC movie rumors. But, you know.
But hey, you know, we got to pay the bill somehow.
But what do you guys think of that? I mean, where does this come from?
Listen, Honestly, Ben Affleck is probably my favorite movie Batman. The movies he's in may not have been the gold standard for what the DC universe can do, but I like his take. It has all the different pieces you want. Like
I agree.
I think his performance is solid. As far as the rumors of whether he's in or out, I'm burnt out on all of it. Like, it's like, we'll see. You know what? Next time a movie comes out with Batman, if he's in it, dope. If he's not, fine.
Yeah, because you do we'll what see. We do, and we have to talk about this every single week.
Yep.
And
yeah.
I think that if I was just a casual fan, maybe I wouldn't be as burnt out on it. But the fact that we have to speculate week after week, he's in, he's out, he's in, he's out. I just kind of want him to be out. And it's not because I don't love him. I do. Mm-hmm. Or I guess if you're in, then just be in. Yeah. But he's already soured it so much that I don't know. And by the way, Johnny, you did mention that this is Daniel RPK is a reliable Twitter source.
So they
but
say.
I feel as if you're reliable until you're not. And so I don't know who you are. I don't know where you heard this. So, I don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah.
And I just can't get invested in him again right now. I'm a Boston girl. Trust me. I love me some Ben Affleck. I've already referenced Good Will Hunting like 17 times today.
It's a good movie.
But
wow.
Just give me a break. In or out, get off the
but
pot,
separate
man.
From this, what do you want?
I'm fine with him staying.
Yeah.
That's very noncommittal.
What do you mean?
It means...
Oh, if I...
Have my, mean, it oh, means, I'm saying, what do you want?
If I have my choice, I'd like him to stay, unless they're going to go a totally different route with the Batman and they want him to be younger.
I want him in, but I want him all in. No. I don't want half in him. I don't want his performance from Justice League where he's tired, which worked for the movie if it's your last time there, but isn't going to work going forward. I want him all in or I want him out. Adam, I have a feeling you don't want him, though.
Well, what I was going to say is, like, the optimistic side of me says that if he's changed his tune, we know that there's a lot of talking, a lot of planning that's been going on out of the public eye at Warner Brothers regarding their moving forward, the movies that they're talking about, the less connected universe. If he's interested in staying, that might bode well for what the plans are.
Yeah.
Because if he was pissed, and I believe he was, and he wanted out before,
yeah.
Those films, and we see why he would be. Why would he, why would a guy of that caliber want to be affiliated with the other... comic book company that's making movies that people don't like. He don't need that.
Yeah.
Do you think it's possible that Matt Reeves called him and was like, yo, bro, I've got this dope idea.
That
here's
could be
what
part
I'm
of
doing.
It.
Yeah.
Although I will say, I'm not crazy about this starting older Batman thing. Like, it just doesn't seem like there's a lot of years to go.
I like the older Batman because it allows you an opportunity to do stories that you could never do if you started with him younger. Stuff that we've always missed out on. Like doing stuff with, like, the Red Hood or the Court of Owls or Damian Wayne or all this stuff. Mm-hmm. He's not like Spider-Man where he kind of needs to stay perpetually youthful. And so I think having him older gives you opportunities to do stuff that if you started young, you're never going to get to that.
Right. It's
because you're going to reboot, relaunch, whatever.
I mean, I may be wrong on this, but I had assumed that whatever Reeves is working on with the Batman was intended for a younger Batman. Perhaps I'm incorrect on that.
I think that was the fan assumption, but I don't think that was what was stated. I do want to go over a couple of different comments in the chat right now because you guys are killing it in here. Zeno Hour reminds us that Daniel RPK said to put it under rumor for now, so he's not saying that this is fact. Not Your Average Bear says, why are we blaming Ben Affleck for waiting on him to see if the messy studio actually has a future plan before he commits?
Warner Bros.
Matt Reeves isn't even done with the script. I think he's smart to wait, which could... or could not be true, although I think the rest of them, because of the positions they're in their career, are just like all in on this.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh Heaven says Matt Reeves walked out of a meeting when they tried to push Ben Affleck on him, let him decide the next Batman.
Is that
Batman.
Corroborated anywhere? Because that's, I mean,
Hugh was
have
there
you heard that?
He was in, he was, no, I have not heard that.
But
he was in the meeting.
He was in the meeting.
I love Not Your Average Bear because I'll be honest, I put 90% of the blame on Warner Brothers for a lot of the issues that have happened.
Of course, but I will say this, like, looking forward to the Matt Reeves film, I would rather have the Batman that Matt Reeves wants than Ben Affleck. If he doesn't want it. What I'm saying is, like, I want to give the director who...
the best chance.
Ben had the chance to make this film, and he walked away from the project. So he's not making the movie anymore. So I think the filmmaker is the most important player here to me, not the actor.
Another reminder, though, from the chat for us, the R Maker says Ben Affleck has never actually stated that he wanted out. It was speculations, to be honest, or rumors.
That seems fair.
Yeah,
I think Marvel or Warner Brothers should invest in whoever manages this stuff for Marvel. whoever keeps this stuff under wraps, because they remember when they launched, they had Ed Norton and all that drama. They changed roadies. You keep finding out about, like, we had this movie planned, but then we scrapped. They had a War Machine movie planned, but they scrapped it, and they just do a better job of, like, murdering the people that are going to leak that.
And
so, you know, I think Warner Brothers should find that person and invest in them for that.
They've always done a better. Remember from the launch of the DC Universe, it was this. Call to investors where they announce the whole slate. Like, yeah. It's never been like directly to the fans, which is they love when I talk about Marvel, but like that's what Stan Lee did, the soapbox, this talking directly to the fans. That's what Feige does,
because that's
the inside baseball, but talking to the fans directly.
That's one of Marvel's main achievements, is brand management. Which isn't sexy, but you know what? It's helps.
Sexy when it works.
Yes.
It helps people, their perception of your movies. You know what I mean?
Rob Liefeld said the other day that the two biggest brands of the 21st century are Netflix and Marvel. Agree or disagree?
With the 21st century?
Yeah.
Hey, man, we're just started.
Yeah.
We got a lot of century to go. I don't know about that.
What did work was Wonder Woman, and Patty Jenkins was asked by Variety Magazine in Cannes this past week, when is Wonder Woman 2 going to start? And her quote was, "There's nothing I can say. Very soon, shockingly soon." Mm-hmm. So, right now the release date's November 1st, 2019. So, hell yeah, they gotta be getting started on that pretty soon.
Do you think shockingly soon means anything?
She means they could have already.
I just think it means like it's happening this year.
Meaning like 2018. Like I shouldn't be here right now in Cannes, but I am, and I should be getting ready.
Meaning I'm having a panic attack right now because I'm undertaking one of the biggest movies.
It does feel pretty quick to be going right back into production, right? I mean
that's what they do with these movies. They turn them around probably faster than they should because they're trying to link everything up. And you know, because it's like you look at something like Lord of the Rings, it's like they worked on that for like a decade.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And things that people never talk about, and I know this is a weird thing to bring up on the show, but remember when they had to go back for reshoots, Gal was pregnant. Like, woman just popped out a baby. Yeah. To be this kind of turnaround time, it's still a job. It's still her going to work. It's still a hard, like, challenging thing for her to do. So it is very, very quick.
She truly is Wonder Woman.
I think also Patty Jenkins was very coy during the negotiation period about how much work they were already starting to do on their plans for a sequel, because I think all signs pointed to the fact that she was going to get the opportunity to do it.
Yeah.
And she probably has a team, and they were working on what the film was going to be, what the take is.
Yes.
So I hope it doesn't feel like a rushed second movie. I hope it feels even better than the first movie. I mean,
and it very well could. I mean, like, how quick was the turnaround for Deadpool? Probably like a tight 2 years, right? And I'd argue the sequel's better than the first one.
I feel like Deadpool.
Oh, I'm seeing it in a couple hours.
Yeah, I would argue it's better than the first one.
I kind of agree with you, honestly. But we're the only two people I've heard say that.
I think it depends on your feelings on the first one.
I feel like Deadpool's
too.
Been less than 2 years. I'll look up the release.
And it's tight. And I remember when I was a kid, like 2 years felt like forever.
It was slightly more because it came out in February, and now we're in August, so it's probably
+. And so now it's like, you know, maybe you give it 3 years.
And
you know what? That's fine.
One thing you also got to give a chance to is Roxy.
Yeah, that is very true, because we're talking about Wonder Woman, and we have our own Wonder Woman here. So do you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life?
Yes.
For those of you who do, we have the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews. I think she had Bill Nye on this week, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. That's for you, Adam.
Yeah.
Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free, which is our favorite price to pay. Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know that it was us who sent you there. DC Movie News, Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out.
She's the reason we're all here. She's the reason you're listening. And, of course, Kevin, also the reason why you can watch The Tomorrow Show and see The Tomorrow Show and look at this one as well.
Oh, thanks, Johnny.
There you go. There are people. So, a couple quick stories here. Just Henry Cavill talked about the mustache, and his quote was, "When we decided to go for the mustache, I wasn't expecting all the events to unfold the way they were going to unfold. I wasn't expecting Justice League reshoots to be as extensive as they were. As you will see when Fallout comes out, to have a fake mustache on would not have been a possibility." So,
did you guys see that official trailer for Mission Impossible this week, though?
Was there a new trailer?
Yeah, there was a new trailer.
I think the newest trailer was dope.
The last trailer was doper than this new trailer. This new trailer, however, did show off the stash again, and I will say, say, looks damn good.
It's a good-looking stash.
The stash looks real good. It's the lack of stash. That's the problem. Everybody's calling this mustache gate. Really, they should call it lack of mustache.
I'm curious as to see, what is the effect of Henry Cavill and on his career and everything, having done the thing that so few people get to do, which is like co-star in a film with Tom Cruise.
Right.
Yeah. The last remaining, the last samurai, the last movie star of the old guard, like... What wisdom was imparted to him? Because Henry Cavill does a great job of being very non-confrontational and very positive, and I think that's great, you know, because he doesn't, like, bite the hand that feeds him.
Yeah.
That being said, I mean, you know, that's got to be something, like, when you're learning with Tom Cruise on the set.
Well, while we're talking about Fallout, Cruise was asked if him and Cavill talked about maybe Cruise joining the DC Universe, and he said, no, we haven't talked about that. We were always too focused on the movie, the scene, the mustache.
Oh, really? Did Cavill say that?
Excuse me, no, I must ask Cruise. You a question.
Said that. That's great.
Tom Cruise said that.
That's great.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's Cruise a pro.
Said, but Cruise did have comments about
he did say there's always another mountain in anything. He's like, I'll never say no. I may find something interesting that the audience would like, and if it's going to be entertaining, I may contribute. So he's saying... At some point down the road,
we just need to find an excuse to have him hang out of a plane that's really in the sky.
How freaking Jordan? Come on! It's Jordan.
I feel like at this point, Green Lantern, if it was happening, it would have been happening with him. Do we think that he could be anywhere else in the DC?
No, you need to give him something physical. Green Lantern's too CGI heavy. I think Tom Cruise really wants to be jumping off of buildings that are crashing down and stuff
Black
like that.
Hawk and maybe he joins Spielberg
because Spielberg's worked with him twice.
Yeah,
and I feel like Spielberg would be like, "All right, just jump out of the plane, man."
That's another reason to get people watching a Black Hawk movie.
Yeah.
Good.
I think we just figured it out. We solved it.
Done. Birds of Prey, y'all. It's going to be starting production in 2019, and it's also going to have an all-female crew. I don't think it's too extensive as far as information beyond that.
I think that this is so cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I was really curious to what the one female thinks of it, because my instinct is to say this sucks.
Yeah, why? Because it's all female crew?
Yeah, like, that seems like such a weird way to go into a movie with that being the caveat of making
like
the film.
Like, so, like...
I get it.
The gaffer's gonna be female?
Yeah,
like
yeah. Here's the deal. The best person should always get the job.
Yes.
And I agree with that. But we have spent decades of that not being the case. And some people haven't had the opportunity to get that job. And whether that bodes well for this film and the actual movie, what we are seeing, I'm not sure. But there are enough women out there who are incredibly talented that if they pick the right ones, obviously this movie could be great. And I think it'd be really cool to have an all-female set because... Why the F not? It's never happened. There's been plenty of all-male sets.
And I'm with you on that. I think in almost any production or almost any endeavor, there are plenty of talented people for every single position. Maybe there's one best one at certain things, but there's no reason they can't find an amazing woman for each position.
Okay, but doesn't it feel a little desperate and gimmicky?
Yes.
A little bit. Announce that.
Yeah, definitely. Like Benedict Cumberbatch announcing yesterday that he will not be in any movie that a woman is not paid as much, and also he's starting to add more roles. I was like, him announcing this is like the most, like...
Mansplain it.
Yeah. It's totally gimmicky. I completely agree. And I think if you had asked me this on a Wednesday instead of a Thursday, I might have been like, this idea is lame. But today, in my bright, you go women attitude mood, I think this is cool.
Yeah.
It's also interesting because it there's a lot of this stuff where it's like, you know, Black Panther's a black movie and Wonder Woman's a woman movie. And it's like, well, I mean, isn't the goal to all work together?
Right.
I mean, isn't that
It's just we're in a weird, it's a weird time right now. There's a lot of, I don't know what the word I'm
Black
looking for.
Black Panther makes a lot of sense, right?
Yeah.
It takes place in Africa. It's mostly an African cast. However, I don't know that that was true of the crew.
Yeah,
it was not true of the crew.
Yeah.
Wakanda Forever.
I don't know, and I'm in between. I'm not saying it's good or bad. I just want to
not gimmicky.
Be super PC for the sake of being PC and just ask the question: is this why are they announcing this? Like, if you really weren't being gimmicky, it would be like, put out the movie. It was amazing. Oh, by the way, every crew member that worked on that film was a female.
I think that would have been so much smarter, and you are right. But I just like the idea that we're giving females jobs in Hollywood that they're not usually getting. Like, sound and lighting and things like that.
Well, I like it. And in a lot of ways, You're right, and those behind the scenes positions, because they're out of the public eye, might be harder to match with gender equality. So you're right, and like, and you know, those are such boys' clubs, like the crews that do the special effects houses, or the live stunts, or things like that. Even though obviously there's tons of female stunt artists that we see because they have to do the roles of the actors,
or even the DP, like the second AD. Every one of these things are so challenging.
And Kathy Yan, people are surprised, but hey, rock it out, girl.
Yeah.
You know, a great quote from Margot Robbie here saying, Harley Quinn needs to be with other people. It should be a girl gang. I wasn't seeing enough girl gangs on screen, especially in the action space. So that was always a big part of why I pitched an R-rated girl gang film, including Harley. But I didn't want her to have a standalone film. Bada boom. So there you go. Moving on. We got to move fast because we have a lot of TV time to talk about. So let's see. There is a new Death of Superman trailer, box art and release dates. do we want to play the trailer? Do we have it ready, Batman? Do we have it? I don't know if we do or not.
The box art looks great.
Maybe we don't.
I still don't understand why the new 52 costume. I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh, because it's part of the connected DC animated movies. They're their own continuity. And it's also weird because the first DC animated movie, when they really emphasized the Blu-rays and the straight to DVD market, was a death of Superman Doomsday, which was Death of Superman.
Right, but that was out of this continuity.
Yeah, though. But it's like...
He looked more like the Superman animated series and Justice League Superman in that film.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess in that sense it makes sense so they're not mixed
up. At least
up.
It's not R. It bums me out that a lot of these DC animated movies are like, they're rated R. Why, man?
So,
why?
It's animated.
All right, so it looks like we have a trailer
bad
right
words.
Here, guys.
Yeah.
Are we watching this now? Is this happening?
I guess so. I don't know.
Initial reports are some kind of creature.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Anyone's watching this, send help.
Uh-oh.
This monster's killing everyone.
Jesus.
Did you read this when it first came out in the comics back in the...
Yeah, a little bit.
So,
Jason Omar reprising his role as Batman. I love this in the first comic when he was all in this costume before like his clothes come off.
That doesn't look like Momoa.
Hey. So this is a two-parter, you realize, that this is coming out, when, in July the first part comes out?
Okay, July 24th, 2018.
It's my sister's birthday, everybody say happy birthday, Sky.
Bam, hey Sky.
Ben or now?
On July 24th.
Got it.
And then on August 7th, 2018, it comes Ultra HD Blu-ray combo pack and other things. So
I love a few other things.
Just all these extras that you don't really need, but you get them anyway.
I gotta say, I mean, I know we'll talk about it in TV time, but I just saw that episode of Krypton where they had Doomsday on ice, and it looks exactly like the Doomsday from the comics. I mean, he's not moving or anything, so... But it was exactly... All right, Death of Superman, I'm excited for it.
Well, that movie's finished, and another film that's finished, at least filming, and that's Shazam. David Sandberg tweeted out, that's a wrap on Shazam! No, now on to months of post-production and many more cans of Coca-Cola.
I'm really super excited for Shazam these days. I just, like, every time we hear anything about it, or the Zachary Levi story that we can talk about in a minute, I just get excited.
Mm-hmm.
Which, who knew I'd ever be excited for a Shazam movie?
And I'll say this, I'm extra excited for the holidays, because Aquaman comes out right before Christmas.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
Can we go see it for Hanukkah for you?
Well, I think Hanukkah is going to be in when is it this year, Adam?
I don't know when Hanukkah falls this year, actually.
Fair enough.
Okay. Each time we went back, it got more.
Well, you don't know what Hanukkah is.
The 8 crazy days.
Okay. Soon I'm gonna have.
So wait, what is Levi saying now?
He just gave a bunch of toys to nonprofits, which is pretty cool.
This was really cute. These were toys that they actually used. They film a scene in Shazam at a toy store, and then all of the toys that were in the toy store, they were like, we're not going to fly home from Toronto or Vancouver, Toronto, wherever.
So
they
dumped it in the ocean.
So they said, we're going to donate these to nonprofits.
And then they made the kids jump in again.
Yeah, exactly.
Some of them are DC toys, others are just regular toys.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Let's see what Zachary has to say.
Well, basically says what I just said.
Oh, well.
Hey, everybody, it's Zachary Levi here.
And it's long, so we can ditch him.
Shazam, hello, Toronto, Torontonians.
Okay.
He says hi, and here are my gifts. You can move us on, though, Johnny.
All right, that's fine.
It's nice, but it's
I did also want to mention while we can that I did get a chance to see Batman Ninja, and I thought it was truly a wonderful work of art.
I've heard really excellent things about it.
I will say this. I know there was one person I was talking to on Twitter said it was the worst movie of the year. I will say this. If you're not used to the narrative storytelling style of real anime, it is not the same as American animation or American storytelling.
Are you a big anime fan?
No, not really. Oh. It's, yeah. It's because this is part of the reason. It's
so
just
maybe that guy's just kind
crazy.
Of a jerk.
What's that?
Maybe that guy's just kind of a jerk.
I don't know about that, but I will say, like, it's like this. If you can't say it's objectively bad, just like you could say, like, every Bollywood film is bad, right? Yeah. Like, do you watch Bollywood films?
No.
Do you think that they're bad? Is that why you don't watch them? No, it's a cultural thing. No. So I will say they spent 4 years making Batman Ninja. It gives homage to every era of Batman, and the people that know it know the character. And it's crazy and weird and beautiful.
I like the mustache on Joker there.
I think it's really worth checking out. Definitely. And you can rent it, by the way, in HD for like $4.
Yeah, after you told me that, I went and checked. It's $4.99.
Yeah, don't be a cheap bugger and check out Batman Ninja because it's awesome.
And so Zack Snyder has been very active once again on social media. He did a couple of shares with the world this week. One is the Batman v Superman costume designs that were unused. Really cool photo here. It looks like this is Instagram, or is it Vero?
I think it's probably all Vero, isn't he? Like
he's a Vero guy.
Like, yeah,
he's keeping.
Which one
Vero.
Are you looking at? I'm looking at his mother box.
Oh, the mother box is. Yeah, we'll talk about that as well. Okay. He did share a mother box storyboard, but he said, "Here's some costume prototypes I have hanging around the office: Batman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Doomsday. They all look pretty similar, but the Flash and Cyborg look drastically different." Yes.
Adam, you asked this question last week, but now I'm kind of getting a little more on board with it.
Is it sad or cool that he keeps putting these pictures out?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, DJ, you had a good comment about it. What did you
say? He's venting.
He's venting.
He's allowed to.
Batman Anthony, did we find that picture?
Did it make you judge him at all?
It was one of the ones I had sent to shows at AfterBuzz.
And also, Cyborg has a full face mask. He says, I think he needed an optional face shield so he could smash through stuff without destroying his human face. There you go. Good thinking.
That doesn't make sense.
Look, I wouldn't want to smash my human face.
Flash and Cyborg look really Iron Man-y to me. And yes. Like when you put it up there with Batman in his Dark Knight outfit, it just looks like a... I mean, that compilation just doesn't look like normal DC heroes.
Flash looks really Iron Man-y now, actually.
Yeah. Oof. So, and I love that Doomsday is not to scale as the other one, so it looks like impish little midget Doomsday.
This is from the Mad Max version of Flash.
Yeah, I'm not into that kind of Flash costume as much. Like, I didn't even really love Ezra Miller's more metallic costume as much as I love Grant Gustin's on the show. Uh-huh. By the way, whoever has been tweeting at me nonstop and also commenting on YouTube I don't understand the concept of a multiverse because there can be two Flashes at once.
Yeah, oh boy.
I get it. I just prefer Grant.
Yeah, you know, it's
that's
interesting.
All I'm saying.
Stop trolling Roxy or I'm going to come through the internet and punch you in your face.
It's okay to keep trolling me, but you can't say I don't get it.
Plus, Roxy might get it or not, but
my
Earth 3 Roxy.
She gets it.
She doesn't.
In Earth 3, she does. In Earth 3, Roxy and I are married. I'm going to come and defend my wife.
Yes.
Kick
their ass, hubby.
Yeah. All right. I do like Ezra as a...
I like, you know, a part of his costume that I think I feel pretty confident is definitively better, that I feel like we could all get on board with, the face mask helmet.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's the one part of Ezra's costume that's never been, or the Grant costume that's been like.
Oh.
I'm with you.
It's a little puffy.
Do we want to look at the Mother Box storyboard here?
Yeah, we're looking at it.
It's a little confusing, not going to lie.
Yeah, no, but it's fun to see things like that.
What am I looking at here?
I'm starting to get on the sad thing. Okay, so what you're looking at is a broader idea at play, that Zack Snyder was playing around with in this early version of the Mother Boxes and how they came to be. He explained that it was from the Nazis and they had them in their hands on the Mother Box at the end of the World War II era, and then going into great detail about how the artifacts, history, and the DCU timeline. Victor would explain how it eventually found its way into the American hands and went on to become the device that turned into Frankenstein-esque member of the Justice
League. Cool. I'm going to...
Does that answer your question?
Yeah. I feel like this is a safe place to admit this. I enjoyed the Justice League movie we got.
So did I. Thank you.
We all liked it more than the average.
I don't need a Zack Snyder cut, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, no, we don't want it.
You were okay with the 2 hours as opposed to the 220. I really enjoyed it start to finish. I remember the day we all saw it together.
On
we
the
were
lot.
Losing our minds afterwards.
Yeah. Although there is something to be said, and this was said about the solo premiere too, which like I was at. Like when you get the special treatment, it clouds your judgment.
Definitely. Well, I didn't get the special treatment, and I still enjoyed
however,
it.
However, I didn't get the special treatment for Solo, and I still really enjoyed it because I know those mixed reviews are going around.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, I think you can go either way on Solo. I'm just saying that it definitely affects it when you're part of the, you know, part of, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And thank you, Star Jew, for pointing out that Jewish Christmas, a.k.a. Hanukkah, is December 2nd to the 10th. So no Aquaman for us.
Man.
We're going to have to celebrate that with Jesus Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm down.
I mean, you know what? He's open.
That's my Christmas for the most part.
He's religious fluid.
He's willing to let you hang out with him.
Yeah. Let's all go see it if we're all still in.
And Momoa looks kind of JC, right, in the movie? Yeah. He's got the flowing locks, the beard.
I'd watch Passion of the Christ with Momoa in it.
Father
I don't
the Son.
Know if I would.
Okay.
The Father, the Son, the Holy Momoa.
Nailed it.
Last thing, real quick before TV time, because I want Roxy to go ham on TV time.
Oh, this doesn't even matter.
Should we talk about Patton?
Patton Oswalt had a Dark Knight theory about the Joker, about his PTSD and whatnot.
And then go for it.
It was cool, and it made me want to watch the movie again.
You can check it out. I read it on Slash Film, but I actually think that it was a Facebook post that he initially had posted that let us know about this. He's a
Dark
super
Knight,
nerd. I like
the Dark
it.
Knight is a film that holds up.
Yes.
It holds up so hard.
It's also one of the few in the genre that is basically perfect.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I find it really hard to find fault in this film. I love it. Which
it's
means
so good.
Sometimes when you love a film that much, you're willing to overlook any small plot holes or details or anything. I just love it so much that, to me, it is damn near perfect.
Yeah.
There's so many lessons in it, too. I love that movie.
So check it out. But otherwise, it's time for...
It's time for... Anthony, whoa, happened there?
Really on it,
you
Batman.
You really left me hanging.
It's time for
Rockstar. Wow, Batmanthony. I don't know if you keep that title after this. Batmanthony's usually quicker.
Third Eye Dreamer chiming in. Is Ben Affleck still Batman? I mean, until we're announced otherwise. Yeah.
All right, there's so much ish we have to talk about right now.
Lots of TV time.
Let's get the elephant out of the room. It's really awkward right now because I have not slept and I've been crying every day about Lucifer. Mm. You guys know I come in every week and I'm like, this show is dank. This show is for me. This show is amazing. This show is canceled. It is canceled after 3. I know there's a lot of pushes for hashtag save Lucifer, hashtag pick up Lucifer, hashtag pick Lucifer up. We got to get on the same page one hashtag. But
yeah, if you can't get
it.
Your messaging right, you're done for.
But it is canceled, and that finale was a doozy. It definitely did not know it was leaving at that point.
Oh, really?
We got a weird ending that said, hello, friends. We thought we were going to have another season. We're going to leave you with this cliffhanger that you've been waiting for this whole show and not answer it.
Yeah.
Any of you watch the Terminator TV show?
No,
Sarah Connor.
No, but I heard it was great.
The cliffhanger that they got
Sarah
canceled
Connor.
On was like was rough. Hardcore. It was hard. It was a great cliffhanger. It was rough that they never were able to.
Oh
do
yeah, it's a
with
great
it.
Cliffhanger.
Yeah.
It just.
Oh, did you see it?
No. I'm saying the same thing.
Oh,
it's not like
Lucifer.
A bad thing.
Got it. Yeah, it's a good.
I'm sorry. I'm part of the problem. I like the show, but I never caught on with me. Do you think there's a chance that you'll see this Lucifer in the Arrowverse?
Well, I don't think so. However, I do think we could possibly see this Lucifer on the DC Universe app,
or maybe Epics. Apparently,
yeah, because
they're taking shows.
They are doing that. Which we will get to definitely. Let's talk a little bit about Batwoman before we do that, though.
Yay!
Adam, you mentioned the Arrowverse, and Batwoman is supposed to be coming to the Arrowverse for the crossover, which you seem confused about.
No, it was just announced like last night. I mean,
this morning.
This morning, yeah. This was announced this morning.
I saw it. I think Kalinowski sent it to us.
Yep.
Question: is this the first time a bat character with bat in the name has appeared on TV and live action since the 60s? Has
possibly.
There been...
No. That's not true, because the Birds of Prey TV show had Batman in it.
Had Batman in it?
Yeah, before, like a flashback.
Oh, okay.
Did you say live action?
Yeah, that's what I mean, live action.
I mean, so are we not counting Bruce Wayne as Batman, although not going by it?
No, I mean with bats on Batgirl, Batwoman, Batman in the title, like in the bat... real bat character.
Hmm.
This might be the first time since everybody's favorite show, Birds
the Adam
of Prey.
West show.
No, Birds of Prey.
Oh, Birds of Prey.
The flashback.
Nobody on Smallville. There was no Smallville bat anything.
Season 3, they were going to introduce him, and then the word came down that they couldn't. So there was a character named Adam Knight that was supposed to be Bruce Wayne in hiding, and then the word came down that he wasn't, and then that plot line took a weird nosedive.
Interesting.
He became like a clone of somebody or something. It was weird.
I am curious about how they end up introducing her and what we do with her character.
Birds of Prey had Batgirl also?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So wait, she's getting her own show
No. She is in the crossover there. They are bringing her in for the Arrowverse crossover. You guys know every year our shows, Arrow, Legend of Tomorrow, Supergirl, and Flash do a CW crossover, and that's where she will be introduced. We do not know what her arc will end up being. We do know she is an LGBT character, and it will be interesting to see, because a lot of people, and myself included, are talking about Sarah Lance hitting on her like crazy.
Or Alex
would be a beautiful choice. However, Alex is not as outgoing.
Sarah Lance is going to have sex with Batwoman.
Yeah. I definitely think she's going to try. Whether it's successful or not, we will see, but this will be fun.
And Batwoman is definitely not getting her own show until the spring, when they know. This is probably
I was thinking on DC Universe, obviously. That's what I was, I guess I read.
Because when you're reading it, they talk about how they've adjusted the schedule. Now Supergirl's on Sunday. And then I thought back to the report where it's like, now we're adding more days for more shows like this. And then you see Batwoman, like, okay, they're definitely seeing if maybe we can make Batwoman
but
a thing.
Do you think that Black Lightning will be part of this crossover?
I think it's possible. I've heard rumors that.
That's a very edgy statement you just made.
I've heard rumors that they have discussed the possibility of Black Lightning having a crossover, and they've had conversations about which universe he's in.
Okay.
is what I've heard.
Well, this was very exciting.
But I don't know anything, so.
It's not our only exciting news. I think this is exciting for everybody, both fans and non-fans alike.
Batwoman kind of confirms, one of these universes, Batman is definitely running around. I'd actually be interested to see if this is the one time we do a crossover.
And we have mentioned him.
We've mentioned Bruce Wayne on Arrowverse.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Supergirl's talked around him a bunch. I'm wondering if actually this crossover will take place in the Supergirl universe, and Batwoman will be in the Supergirl
and
universe.
Flash and Flash and our people come in that way?
Yes.
Maybe.
Because I feel like that might be a better
fit. I would venture that it's going to be in a separate Earth that we're not familiar with. That way, it doesn't tie us to the fact that, like, oh, she definitely exists in this world with this. No. Because then you have to get around the fact that, where's Batman?
No.
And maybe they deal with that. I would like to see an Earth where, like, Batman was killed and she took the mantle or something like that.
But we do weird things, like on Black Lightning, when we're like, Vixen. And it's like, so is she in this universe?
I'm not Vixen. True. I'm also not Supergirl. Wait, hold on. Yeah, those are two different universes. Wait a second.
What's happening here? Okay.
Go for it.
Moving forward, because we are running out of time and we still want to make sure we talk about DJ's awesome comic.
Thank you.
Let's talk Gotham, because this is good news for both fans and non-fans. But Gotham is coming to an end. So if you are a fan, you get another season, and it will be 13 episodes, and we will get Bruce becoming Batman.
It's amazing it has lasted this long. It's come to fruition.
It's gotten really interesting. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that it's lasted this long, but I also understand why it would be coming to a close, and I respect that decision, and I'm not behind it. That's a double negative.
While we're talking DC Universe.
Yes. So I heard Corey Michael Smith on Howard Stern the other day, and he was talking about how, like, you know, he has not gotten paid yet. Because they haven't really had a chance to do that big renegotiation.
Yeah.
So I feel bad, because I feel like they probably are just like, sorry guys, we're getting 13 more episodes. Yeah. If nobody's getting paid on this one, we're just getting the opportunity to bring it to a close.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I feel good. Now I'm a little bit more inclined to watch the last season and watch it go to its conclusion, now that I know where it's going.
I think you'll have fun with this last season, because it's weird and fine.
And it's all on Netflix, I believe.
What a ringing endorsement. It's weird and fine.
Well, speaking of weird and fine.
Fine in a good way.
Yeah. Doom Patrol. For DC Universe, it's going to be an actual series, direct to order, 13 episodes. I mean, I can't wait to see how the casting for this goes. This is going to be really cool.
I'm finding on Twitter, this is the combination. Super fans, holy crap, Doom Patrol, so excited, can't believe it. Non-fans,
Yeah,
which is totally where it should be, right?
I'll be honest, I'm kind of on the hump, but I'm excited when I read about it.
Yeah, so Doom Patrol was scheduled to make an appearance on the Titan show.
Right.
And so it's interesting that they're not waiting to see what the response is for that appearance, and they're just going to straight go for it. I kind of hope they, I've been really enjoying Gerard Way's
run. Are they still appearing, and it's going to be the same cast that's appearing
because
in the Titan show?
I would imagine
so.
Yeah, because there's an episode, Jeff Johns took a picture of a script months ago that was titled Doom Patrol.
Mm. Do we know how many episodes the streaming shows are going to be at this point? Like, are they going to go?
I think 13.
I hope so.
Yeah.
That's what Doom Patrol
is.
That's
always what I want.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to the streaming service. I'm hoping that these shows are going to be a little bit tighter and a little bit more, I don't know, what I'm looking for, adult than the CW. I would like them to be tonally slightly different.
Yep. DJ, going back to Epics, because yeah. we're moving forward. Oh, boy. The this show that weird. Nobody ever wanted, wow. didn't know we needed, and just seemed so unnecessary. Pennyworth, coming to you in a theater, never.
Not a theater.
10 episodes. Mm. 10 episodes. This is yeah. according to Hollywood Reporter. Pennyworth is not a Gotham spinoff, and it will not have the same actor that is playing Alfred on there, but it will be Alfred's origin story as a former British SAS soldier who right. forms a secret company I mean, and goes to work with Thomas right. Wayne in the 60s in London.
Mm-hmm. So, you know.
I literally have never cared less about a show, yeah. and this is supposed to be made for me, so...
I feel like, you know, there's been a lot of talk over the years of, like, superhero fatigue, and I think I reached it when I read that headline. I was like, cool. Well, this is it, huh?
Yeah. It's interesting you say that, because I was thinking, like, what if 10 years ago they announced this show?
Yeah.
Would you think, like, wow, that's a cool, weird concept?
Maybe. 10
like,
years ago, they maybe. Would not have announced the show.
Yeah. Right, yeah. that's what I mean. If they announced it 10 years ago, I'm like, that's so crazy, and we wouldn't have had all these other shows clogging up the works.
But, hey, you know listen. What, though? They're giving people content for the network. For the so much whatever content. You want to call yes. it, the service, if
there's
you will.
No yeah. lack of content.
Hey, Alfred's all about service. He's yeah. servicing us.
Hey, you know what? Episodes. I really enjoyed Agent Carter, so, you know, maybe...
Speaking of content, before we go, can we look a little bit at DJ's amazing comic book yes. art? I think that you have those in there, Batmanthony.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
So, oh, damn, Zombies vs. Dinosaurs Volume 2.
Yeah, so Chaos Theory, Zombies vs. Dinosaurs Volume 2. Volume 1 was a pretty big hit. It was pretty popular with the kids, as they say. Mm-hmm. And so I had more story I wanted to tell, so I decided to go bigger and bolder and crazier. And so it's not just zombies and dinosaurs this time. Aliens show up. There's time travel. It's 5 issues, 100 pages total, and each chapter is it could be its own blockbuster. It's just every big idea that I could fit into a comic. And so the we're nearing the back half of the campaign. So if you're interested, now's the time. Also, if you're like, I'm into that. If you're coming from this show, you can if you contribute $25, actually $20 or more. And
$20 is like yeah. lunch. It's easy. You
yeah,
got
exactly.
it.
Exactly. You can lunch. Get that's you get a physical thing, and you can go in the comments and be like, "Hey, I'm coming from DC Movie News," and I'll throw in a postcard map of the United States into your package. This is the United States in this comic, the Undead States of America.
This makes place in what, an alternate future or
yes.
in our future?
No, I mean, you know, it could be our future.
Could
we
be
don't
our
know.
Future.
Yeah,
okay.
And
you're predicting the future.
It
wow.
could be. Hey, man, you know, who knows what's going to happen if science goes real crazy?
It is. It's gonna.
So yeah, you might notice if you're looking at that map that if you're or for those listeners, Florida isn't there. California is kind of off on its own. A lot of crazy things have happened. That map has a lot of backstory.
How far in the future is this?
I mean, you'll have to read to find out.
Okay. Okay, we're not even revealing that.
Yeah. Is Brick and Mortar available? Is it all digital?
It's no, digital's $15. You can get a digital copy of Volume 1 and Volume 2. $20, you get a physical copy of Volume 1. But $15 and up, you get a digital copy of So $20 is Volume 2, the new comic, the big, bold, crazy 100 pages.
Love it.
But you always get a digital copy of Volume 1 in case you're like, what happened? But if you want a physical copy of Volume 1, there are tiers where you can get that as well.
Awesome.
And I'm going to sign all of it. We've got prints from crazy artists like Derek Robertson, who co-created Happy, and The Boys, and The
Jeez.
Boys is getting a TV series. And Brittany Williams, who co-created Goldie Vance, which is becoming a movie, thanks to Rashida Jones. And those will be signed by those artists.
Awesome,
covers
DJ.
By Tom Neely, which you can get. You can get drawn into the comic. Like, there's a ton of opportunities. And if you want to check it out, go to chaostheorycomic.com.
So what you're saying is your life has been very boring lately.
Yes.
Marvin says it's cool. Sky says DJ and comic books are like Oreo ice cream and sex. Two are better than one. Laugh my ass off. Hashtag joking. Hashtag yeah. still a virgin.
Ice cream and sex are two really fun things.
Yeah, that's amazing. Noelle says the art looks so good. A lot of people commented on this. But guys, seriously, show your support.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
how you do it. A
yeah,
comment
it's
is
a
not
big,
enough.
It's a big undertaking because I'm not the artist, so I'm paying my artist, my colorist, my letterer, my cover artist. I want to do it big, and I want to do it right, and I want to get people paid what they deserve. So it's just it's a big undertaking, and to make it happen, people need to show up and contribute.
So he says it could be a future franchise. Well, only if you guys buy it.
Exactly.
So then it will be.
Yes. Well, bottom line is you're putting all your time, effort, and your heart into it. Yes. Only good things are going to come out of it. And
thanks,
that's,
ma'am.
How I honestly believe that.
My last thing for TV time that I completely forgot, by the way, is iZombie is also coming to an end. Which
at least they know.
At least they know. DJ and I love that show. It's finally great. I have somebody in this room to talk about iZombie with, great. And I didn't even mention it.
They're ending it on the whole story arc.
I think it's a 13-episode final
fifth season. Yeah.
Seems to be the trend.
Yeah.
I like that networks are at least shows that are on the bubble, they're letting them come to an end.
Yeah, and
that
and,
is cool.
Jane the Virgin and Crazy Ex-Girlfriend are also getting their you're getting one more season and that's it.
We better get Mike Kalinowski back on that damn show.
Is she still a virgin on the show?
I don't believe so.
Well,
misnomer.
Well, no, but his character
could
be...
You gotta lose it at some point, right?
He was a recurring, so you never know what could happen.
Yes, let's get Kalinowski back
on. Well, what an episode it's been. Once again, go to chaostheorycomic.com.
Please,
support DJ, support the endeavor, and thank you guys for watching all of us. Adam, put yourself over.
Hey guys, I'm Adam Gertler at Adam Gertler. Check me out on Instagram and Twitter, and we'll be talking a lot about the upcoming excitement on the Food Network.
Woo!
And we'll have more to talk about. And of course, go to a doghouse restaurant near you and put my meat in your mouth.
Well, there you go. DJ.
Tastes so good.
DJ talks trash every place that matters. ChaosTheoryComic.com if you want that comic.
Roxy Stryer.
Ooh, I like this extra deep voice. Roxy Stryer. You can find me at Roxy Stryer, and TJ and I do a show tomorrow.
Yes! Patreon.com/onlystupidanswers.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Where we talk about that other group of comics also, you know, the Marvel ones too. We talk about their shows
also. We talk about all the shows.
We talk about all of the shows.
So taboo.
Yeah, it's very, very sexy and taboo. Forbidden. Forbidden love.
I just love that word. It's so
taboo.
Fun to use when it's not necessary.
No.
Yeah. Well,
anyways, we're at DC Movies SK. Batman Anthony, where can people find you?
Hi guys, I'll be hiding my shame behind the title of Tony B Tony _ and catch me on Krypton Sundays at 4 p.m.
And one more shout out to Sky Patterson, who just graduated and embarking on a career in the culinary arts.
Nice.
Follow him at SKYP1996.
Okay.
That better not be your freaking birthday.
Ears.
Me?
And thank you so much for being a big fan, and good luck to you in your new endeavors.
What's up, Roxy?
Is it
Elena's birthday?
Yeah, I don't know, but it might be.
It might be Elena's birthday. Wish her a happy birthday, and if it's not, you know it's going to make her day better anyway.
Yeah.
Wish Elena Jordan a happy birthday.
Yeah.
It is now officially her birthday.
She posted
before
on Instagram saying it's my birthday.
Yeah, so it's probably her birthday.
Probably your birthday, right?
You know how we like rumors on this show, so go with that hot take.
Wish her a happy birthday.
At that Elena Jordan girl.
No matter what. You can find me at Jay Quasto. A bunch of comedy stuff coming up. Levity Live in Oxnard, Brea Improv, San Diego, La Jolla Comedy Store. And also, if you're in Pittsburgh, August 24th, I got named lead commentator of an iPay-per-view pro wrestling event for Blackcraft Wrestling. It's going to be a big thing. It's going to be standing room only, packed house. We're going to do an iPay-per-view, meaning you could watch anywhere in the world, and I'll be the lead commentator for that. So,
Yeah,
pretty excited about it.
Sounds like Black Magic.
It's a very interesting endeavor. It's going to be really cool. So, if you're
so
into that,
proud of you.
Hit me up, and I'd be happy to give you the info. Otherwise, thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for listening. We love you. We'll see you next week.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.
Burgers are great.
But next.